This is The Takeaway. I'm John Huckenberry. We want to cap off this portion of the program by talking with our good friend Todd Zwillich down in Washington about all of these issues that we've talked about this hour. Todd, welcome.
Hi, John.
Let's talk about the economy first. The president gave kind of a odd sort of coach-like speech at Knox College in Illinois. I don't know what agenda he's particularly pushing. Boehner had a clever remark saying Americans don't want speeches, they want jobs. What do you make of this initiative by President Obama?
Well, I can sort of tell you what it's about. The fight is coming over the economy. Look, Washington and the media have been talking about IRS scandals and Benghazi and royal babies and Anthony Weiner for a while now. That's all going to come to an end after a sleepy political August, John. There is a budget fight coming. It's similar to the budget fights we've seen in the past, and all signs from the Capitol are that it is going to be extremely bloody. The president, in many ways, is resetting public expectations, reminding the public that they elected him because they agreed with him on the economy. Of course, you heard in all those cuts that you played, the president trying to take some credit for the recovery, even though it's tepid, take credit for the job additions, even though they're tepid, remind people that they saved the auto industry prior to the election, even though the city of Detroit isn't doing too well.
Yeah, there was a lot of tiptoeing around some of the issues in there. I mean, concerned that a lot of the income gains have gone to the higher 1% in the economy and, you know, not supporting the sequester. Listen to this clip here. It seems like this is the center of his messaging here. Two words in the last sentence. Listen for them.
As a country, we've recovered faster and gone further than most other advanced nations in the world, with new American revolutions in energy and technology and manufacturing and healthcare. We're actually poised to reverse the forces that battered the middle class for so long and start building an economy where everyone who works hard can get ahead.
Middle class, that's the center of it for the White House right now, yes?
You're darn right. And this is only the first speech yesterday of a series, six or eight, that the president's going to give between now and September, October. There's a real reason for that. September, October, government shutdown threat, John. September 30th, government funding runs out. There is still a budget fight between the House and the Senate to be resolved, and you were just talking about sequestration. It looms over all of this. Here's something that's going on right now that the president knows, and John Boehner knows, and Mitch McConnell knows, that you might not know. The House and Senate are busy passing appropriations bills, John, and they're both ignoring sequestration for very different reasons. That you talked about defense contractors. John, just last night, the House passed a defense bill that was $28 billion over the sequester level. Why does that matter? Sequester's the law. They have to obey it, right? Yeah, they do, because they're taking all the rest of the money out of stuff that President Obama wants. Mm. Childhood programs, education, food programs. Meanwhile, the Senate is passing bills way over the sequester mark because they say, hey, we passed a budget and we solved the sequester in our budget, even if John Boehner and the Republicans are ignoring it. John, they're in different universes. They are in parallel universes right now. This is all coming to a head with a possible government shutdown, debt limit, and sequestration fight. The president is trying to get the public on his side, get them thinking about this before it all comes down.
President using the public as a wedge, the Republicans using the sequester as a wedge. Since you mentioned Mitch McConnell, do you think he has anything to worry about with this Bevin challenge in Kentucky? And do you think the House will relook at this Fourth Amendment cliffhanger vote that they took last night?
That was a big one last night. Look, Mitch McConnell is a target of Democrats. He always has to worry, but he has a huge campaign war chest, $10 million. He's probably doing fine, but we'll keep our eyes on that race. The NSA vote last night, John, 205 House members, almost equally divided between Republicans and Democrats to defund NSA surveillance. That's a pretty broad bipartisan vote, but it failed.
Was Boehner driving it, or was he in the shadows on that vote last night?
No. John Boehner was trying to make sure that thing went down. That was spearheaded by libertarians and liberals together trying to handcuff the NSA from collecting data on Americans. And they almost got there.
Todd Zwillich, Takeaway Washington correspondent. Thanks so much, Todd.
Pleasure, John.
This is Ira Flatow, host of Science Friday. For over 30 years, the Science Friday team has been reporting high-quality science and technology news, making science fun for curious people by covering everything from the outer reaches of space to the rapidly changing world of AI to the tiniest microbes in our bodies. Audiences trust our show because they know we're driven by a mission to inform and serve listeners first and foremost with important news they won't get anywhere else. And our sponsors benefit from that halo effect. For more information on becoming a sponsor, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.